Listener Production.
Hello, Damien Carbon with today's explainer. The Prime Minister has today conceded it's long overdue, but finally, from tomorrow, millions of Australians will have access to paid domestic violence leave of up to 10 days. The recent release of the 2022 Women's Report Card by Curtin University and the state government, highlighting the shocking increase in the number of incidents of DV in WA reported to police. 1,254 assaults reported to police per 100,000 females in Western Australia last year. That makes us the worst state in Australia. The number is up from 47.5% per 100,000 in 2018 to 61.6% per 100,000 last year. It's worse for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women. The Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, today announced the new scheme kicks in from tomorrow for large and medium-sized businesses, while small businesses get 6 months to adjust to the change. Here's the PM in Canberra.
No woman should ever have to pick between her financial security and the physical and emotional well-being of herself or of her children. It is truly remarkable that until now these have been very real choices, choices that a shocking number of Australian women have had to face. It's 2023, we're nearly a quarter of the way through this century. We ought to have been so much better than that.
Yeah, the Prime Minister's Minister for Social Services, Amanda Rishworth, spoke to us and told us it's a big improvement from the previous allowance of 5 days unpaid.
Having the option to take time off, whether it is to move house, whether it is to get some legal advice, whether it is to get some counselling, it is critically important.
So much more to do, but the Prime Minister's announcement in Canberra today is another major step forward. That's the explainer. For more Perth news on demand, go to the Listener app.